share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The recent announcement by the Ministry of Education, MO, stating that Dayton Seri Noor Zamani Abdul Hamid is the new Director General of Education has raised eyebrows amongst netizens who questions her rapid rise to the top position. As reported by national news agency Bernama, MO in a statement last Friday, the 2nd of July 2021, said the ministry confirmed that Noor Zamani, who is also the wife of Health Minister Dato Sri Dr. Adam Baba, has been appointed as the 18th Director General of Education and only the third to hold the position. Her appointment is effective as of the 22nd of June 2021. The 59-year-old new Education Director General has vast experience in the education sector, beginning her service in 1986 as head of the A-level department at Tunku Kershia College in Negeri Sembilan. She also holds a bachelor's degree, honors, in sociology and anthropology and master of education from University Malaya. The new Director General of Education, Dayton Seri Noor Zamani Abdul Hamid. Furthermore, Noor Zamani has served in various organizations under the MO in her 35-year service. She had also held several positions in MO, including Deputy Director General of Education, Policy and Curriculum Development Division, Director of Curriculum Development, Director of the Private Education Division. However, her appointment to the top post of Director General of Education is not without controversy. Prior to the appointment, The Vibes reported that an MO spokesperson said that claims circulating online that Noor Zamani was promoted to Director General is false. Furthermore, her aide also said that she was still Deputy Director General and that Noor Zamani only assumed the role temporarily following the retirement of the previous Director General, Datuk Habiba Abdul Rahim, in April. MO announced Noor Zamani's appointment as the new Education Director General the very next day. Furthermore, Malaysians also took to social media to question the appointment. A tweet by Sekolah Politik, at Politik Sekolah, pointed out that Noor Zamani has received three separate promotions since May 2020, whereby she was promoted as Director of Curriculum Development on 6 May 2020 and then as Deputy Director General of Education, Policy and Curriculum Development Division, 6 months later on 9 November 2020, before the most recent appointment as Education Director General effective 22 June 2021. Salam PKP, Korang Da Naik Pangkat Belum? Isteri Adam Baba Setiap 6 Bulan Naik Pangkat, Da Jadi Ketua Pengara Pelajaran Malaysia Sekarang. Hash husband goals hash love wins pic.twitter.com/zc8alv51fx. Sekolah Politik, at Politik Sekolah, June 30, 2021. Furthermore, the Twitter account also claimed that Noor Zamani was the most junior deputy director general in MO before her appointment to the top post and that Dato Tuan Haji Azman bin Talib, who is the most senior deputy director general, handling the school operation sector, should have been appointed instead. Regardless of the controversy surrounding the appointment, it is the sole prerogative of MO to appoint anyone to the new Director General of Education. Given Noor Zamani's vast experience, MO stressed that the ministry is confident that she will carry out her responsibilities as a leader in education services and further enhance the performance of the ministry in achieving the educational aspirations of our nation. What do you guys think of the whole matter? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, MO is looking to hire over 18,000 teachers with a one-off hiring process starting the 7th of July. Source. FMT Source. Sekolah Politik, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.